The Chris Fade Show.
It sounds like this.
Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4. The golden microphone.
Fade away.
Is on. Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. It's a Friday morning.
We made it.
We got here, guys. We battled through and we had to do what we got to do to get to this day.
We got to Friday.
Tomorrow, hopefully, you're all sleeping. That's all I want you to be able to do is just rest and recover. Morning, pretty. Morning, Rossi.
Good morning.
How are we? How was the last 24 hours?
It was great.
Yeah.
I'm just very thoroughly impressed by the way you look today.
Well, you know, when I don't go to the gym after the show, I wear normal clothes.
It's amazing.
But most of the time, I'm going to the gym after the show, so I'm in my gym gear.
Where are you going after the show today?
I've got a couple of meetings that I'll just attend to, see a friend that I haven't seen for a while, so I gave myself a day off from the gym.
You look great.
So I just put on my...
The little matching cord set.
A little matching, you know. Just pick this up from, I think, H&M or Zara for like 100.
Looks very familiar. Looks like the one I had.
It's not, is it?
And you sent a message saying to me, I love your outfit.
No way.
Is it the same one?
But I think
you have it in peach?
I've got it in like a greeny colour.
Where'd you get it from?
Gap.
No, I didn't get it from Gap.
Where'd you get it from?
I think Zara.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Zara.
But you liked it, you said. What have you got down below?
It's matching shorts.
Oh my gosh, he's copied my outfit.
Rossi,
I have so many of these outfits.
Oh my gosh.
That's why I said I liked it, because it looked like what I wear.
Wow. Wow. Like, if I am a style icon for you, just tell me. Like, it's okay.
What are you wearing today? Like, look at that shirt that you've got on.
It's Burberry, actually.
It's fake Burberry.
It's not fake.
It's called Furberry.
It's just
Furberry.
It's last season's.
Last season's fake, yeah.
It's not fake. Okay. I'm going to tell the owners of Grand Stores that you think all of their stuff's fake.
At where?
Grand Stores.
But where's you didn't that? Say anything about Grand Stores.
I didn't say the store.
The shops just... all around the UAE. There's one on Sheikside Road down there by the Rotana. There's one just up here on the right.
Yeah, I don't know them.
Why not?
How much you pay for that shirt?
100 dirham.
I don't know the Grand Stores, but you look great. I'm not just... You're my style icon, you're right. I look whatever Rossi wears, I wear.
Okay,
that's what I do.
I think we should make a video out of this because...
I'm not making a video. I have about 25 pairs of these things that I'm wearing right now.
How long have you had it?
Oh my god.
This actual one I've only had for a week. But I've got ones that I've had for like 6 months.
Chris, I'm sorry. I started it.
Everything's a competition with him.
All I wanted to say was that you look very nice.
I just wanted to have
it's my fault.
I just want a good Friday show. I don't want any of his negativity.
Well, duvets performing
today. Nice outfits and glasses. Look.
Yeah, I gave him a compliment on his Instagram because for once he looked like he put a bit of effort in. That's a picture of you wearing
similar to what I'm
wearing.
Screenshot that.
Oh, mate. So I replied to him saying, I'm throwing it in the bin now.
Yeah,
because he complimented me.
Oh, that's it. I'm done. I'm going to leave. I'm just going to go have a weekend now. Have a nice early one.
Nah, stick around.
Do we have any guests coming into the studio?
No.
No.
Oh, great. I can just leave then.
No, don't leave.
Well, that means we have to do work then.
Yeah, exactly. You guys sit back, relax. I'll control the ship right now. First callers of the morning, can we get you on?
Yes, please. We need that Friday good luck.
0487155444. What are you doing right now? Where are you? What's happening? How are you feeling, more importantly? How are you going? Get on the phones. Let's go. And if you get through, you get the good luck of the day. It will go into the weekend as well.
Ooh.
All right.
This is the big good luck.
Are you wearing an OVO t-shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Drake's brand, OVO. I saw the owl. That's what gave it away.
Yeah.
I like his gear. He's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. First callers, call me now. You didn't get them? Oh, she didn't get our caller, sorry.
What?
You'd have to call again. Busma didn't answer any of the calls.
Why?
She's got a sore back. Well, give her a break.
Does she?
Yeah.
Still a sore back. All right, can we missed some of your calls. Could you call again now? This is awkward now because I'm asking you to call again. 0487155444. We've missed your early morning calls, and I need to make sure that I get them now.
Who's going to get the good luck?
0487155444. If no one does, I'll just call myself, and I'll get the good luck for the weekend.
No, that's not... You can't give yourselves a good luck. That's
why
not right.
I,
no.
Why can't I do it? Like that. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Take your time. You do you, boo. Yeah, good morning. You relax. You're on now. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Could you put us on loudspeaker?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, thank you. Great. What's your name?
Alan
gets the good luck for the weekend.
Alan, well done.
Morning, mate. What are you doing?
On the way to the gym.
Smashing nice. It. Absolute beast. This is.
It's just that it was just been a back to normal routine because I've had quite a dramatic couple of weeks. So.
You want to share it or no?
My wife fractured her skull. She slipped and fractured her skull and had her brain bleed. So. But fingers crossed she's okay. We've got an MRI coming up today, so trying to get her life back to normal, but she's recovering. So.
Man, I'm so sorry. It's so scary, huh? So
yeah,
scary.
Anyways, you don't realise what is around the corner, to be honest, you know?
Was it the bathtub slip, or was it somewhere else?
Oh, no, swimming pool. Swimming pool slip.
Man,
and she was knocked unconscious and everything else. But fortunately, I've got to thank the paramedics and the guys that looked after while she was laying on the floor and unconscious and the hospital that did their job in the ICU. Mm. So.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, you never know what's around the corner, Alan. You never know. You're right. Like every day is a little blessing when there's just everyone's got their health and running around, because it's not until it happens that it puts everything into perspective. Like work doesn't matter.
It wakes you up in life and how precious time is and
how
much fun you have together. So.
Yeah, I know. Like, you know how much we all stress about work and doing this, and then you think to yourself, if anything actually happened health-wise, work means like zero at that moment, you know? It's just all about family.
It does. Everything stops in your life, I think.
Yeah,
you realize and you reflect on what you should be doing really in the part of your life.
So. Well, there you go. From every negative, sometimes you can get a positive, and maybe this is...
Exactly. Yeah. You know. It's always that way.
All right, Alan. Have a great morning. Have a great weekend and smash the gym, all right?
I will. Thank you very much.
All right, mate. Take care. Bye.
Wow.
See, it's so true. That is a life lesson. You never know what's around the corner. So just driving to work right now. Be happy that you can do that.
Let's go! Breakfast with the stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Alan just told us about his wife slipping over.
Yes, and fracturing her skull.
Fracking her skull.
Scary.
2 weeks of trauma. Doing all right now, which is great. Craig, you've heard that call. Hi.
Hey, Chris. Hey, pretty. Hey, Rossi. Hey,
how are
you? How are you, mate?
I'm great. Thanks so much.
What's going on?
On the way to work.
There we go. Are you Australian?
I am Australian, yes. I've lived in this fine country for over 20 years.
I was going to say, you've been here for a while because the accent is nearly gone.
It's slipping away.
Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, yes.
Well, did you find that offensive? Is that why you didn't reply? Because I said you've nearly lost your accent. You're like, I'm not replying now.
Not at all, not at all.
Oof, phew. Did you call? They're telling me that you wanted to help Alan, is that right?
Yeah, I am CEO of the Aviv Clinic in JLT, and I heard Alan's wife's story just moments ago and thought maybe we were able to support him.
So
we
tell us what Aviv.
We focus on brain health and brain performance through using hyperbaric oxygen therapy programs. So, we'd be interested to support Alan and his wife and see what we can do to help.
That's awesome.
Wow, that's amazing.
You get the brain functioning a little bit better sometimes if need be.
Yeah, we have a lot of clinical evidence that shows through the Aviv medical program that we're able to do things like lengthen telomeres and support, a variety of different clinical indications and also longevity. So a really interesting program.
Rossi, are you interested in going?
I knew that was coming. So predictable.
Well, no, it's good for all of us. But I'm just saying if Rossi's interested in going.
Do you do that brain mapping and all of that?
Yeah, we do a variety of different clinical indications. We do MRI with perfusion, shows the blood flow in the brain and things like this as well. Mm. So it's really interesting stuff.
All right. Listen, what we'll do is we'll give Alan your number if that's okay, and then just see if Alan wants to share it, and then maybe you guys can have a chat and just see. So it's called Aviv. Aviv by DP World at JLT?
That is correct. Aviv Clinics Dubai by DP World. Yes,
that's awesome, man. Awesome. Yeah. Is that what you've done your entire time here?
I've been in healthcare for quite a while and also in hospitality in Dubai and Abu Dhabi. So
awesome.
It's great to be a part of it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've never heard of Aviv until this very moment. So now I'm aware, and I'm on Google, and I'm Googling you. I'm all about the brain and the health and all that, so I like looking
at
stuff.
Get ready.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to have a look at
that. Fantastic, guys.
All right, mate. Well, have a great morning. Thanks for listening as well.
Thanks again, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for keeping us in check. Bye-bye.
Thanks, man. Bye. Appreciate you. Oh, there's Craig. Well, that's nice. Maybe we can help Alan and his wifey out maybe a little bit there through Craig, which is nice. Jonas Brothers up next. We're going to check the gossip as well with Pretty Mullet. Give me the headline.
They've remade Aqua's Barbie.
Oh, the Barbie girl song.
For the movie.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. So this is the original.
Barbie, let's go party. I'm a Barbie
girl. Are we going to hear the new one?
I have 4 seconds of it.
Oh, no. All right, we'll find out. It's coming up next.
Always first, always juicy. Give you the juicy bits, the gossip. All the rumors
are true, yeah. Pretty Malik's gossip.
What you got, Miss Malik?
Okay, so there's a rumor going around that Austin Butler, you know, the actor from Elvis, is possibly engaged to Kaia Gerber, who is Cindy Crawford's daughter.
Wow.
She looks like her.
I was going to say, does she look like her?
Exactly.
Really?
Like her. Yeah. So there's a rumor saying that he proposed in April and they're keeping it under wraps. However, another source has come out to say, no, they're not engaged. It's just that they're super, super close. They started dating December 2021. He recently helped her move into a new house, which everyone thinks they're living together in. But she's quite young. She's only 21. He's 31. So I don't know if she would be engaged.
Young love, don't do it.
Don't do it.
You've experienced that.
Don't do
it.
Don't get into relationships. Don't be getting engaged at the age of 21, people. All right.
Maybe he's ready for marriage, though, because he's
31.
Yeah.
He can do that. Yeah. She's got a life.
Yeah.
You're a different person at the age of 21 than you are at 31.
So true.
Huge difference.
Okay. So which celebrity wore a $1 million toe ring? Who could it be?
Kim Kardashian.
No. She's over all that now.
Who?
Rihanna. She filmed herself walking in these beautiful pair of Amina Mawadi heels, which cost $1,300 on their own, just the shoes. And she like zoomed in on her toe ring. And experts say it's a 9-carat pear cut diamond on her toe.
She's heavily pregnant, right?
Yeah.
So her feet and legs and toes would be sort of like swollen.
They don't look it at all.
Not at all.
Like they really don't.
Watch out, that ring needs to come off, you know?
I mean, they don't look that swollen.
No, they don't. Oh, a little bit, but not too much.
I might just be the heels.
Maybe like, at the end of the night, she's like, hey, babe, can you take it off for me, please? And got it off.
You're such a guy. Okay, let's...
You know that would have happened, though.
Yes.
Because she's heavily pregnant.
Yeah,
she would not be able to bend over and take it off her toe. So you know that ASAP Rocky, her man, has like gone and give me the toe.
Yeah. I mean, like, she's been doing too much. I think she needs to slow down.
She was at
a nightclub the other day.
Yeah,
exactly, Rush.
Just slow down, Rihanna.
Yeah, we want you to have a nice, safe, healthy pregnancy, please.
Yes.
Rihanna,
we love
you.
Please.
All right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Can we talk about the Barbie movie? Because I'm so excited about this.
Sure.
Overnight, they finally dropped the full trailer. So we actually finally know what the Barbie movie is about. Starring Margot Robbie, Ryan Gosling as Barbie and Ken, and then it also has Issa Rae. It has Will Ferrell as the Mattel CEO, America Ferrera, Simo Liu. Like, there's so
if
many
Will
cool
Ferrell's
people.
In it, I like it.
You're sold?
Yeah.
Okay, so the movie is actually about Barbie living in her Barbie world.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day, she has kind of a midlife crisis, and says she wants to experience the real world.
Okay.
So Ken goes with her into the real world. Here's a little taste of Barbie.
Okay, let's have a listen here.
Come on, Barbie. Let's
hey, Barbie.
On.
No, do you want to go to the real world?
Yes, Ken. I want to go.
It's the other way around.
Okay,
Ken
sorry.
Ken follows Barbie.
Let's try it again.
When my heart breaks.
Some things have been happening that might be related.
When my world shakes.
Cold shower.
Ooh.
Falling off my roof.
Ah!
And my heels are on the ground.
You have to go to the real world.
I'm coming with you.
Okay.
Wow. This is the real world.
Barbie in the real world. That's impossible.
If this got out, this could mean extremely weird things for our world.
This would be catastrophic!
So in it, you can hear that Will Ferrell, the Mattel CEO in the movie, wants to capture Barbie, which is really, really cool. Now, in it, you heard at the beginning Dua Lipa's brand new song, which sounds amazing, right? Dance the Night Away. At the end of the trailer, we get the first taste of Aqua's Barbie Girl remake.
It's Barbie, bitch, if you're still in doubt.
Oh, it's like a drum and bass. It's like a...
It's Ice Spice and Nicki Minaj.
Good on him.
Is Barbie, if you're still in doubt.
So obviously the remix. Yeah.
Barbie, let's go party.
When this song came out, it wasn't a serious song, was it?
No, it was like a comic.
Yeah, it was like a novelty song.
But it was like the Macarena sort of feel, you know, that same sort of style.
You think, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And they'd be making money out of it, Aqua Girl, whoever wrote it. Whoever wrote Aqua.
Barbie Girl. Yeah, would be
making money out of it.
Yeah.
You think the guys from Aqua just thought, this is our big chance, we're making a comeback, they're going to ask us to come and do it?
I know.
And then they just remade it with Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice.
Wow.
Is Barbie booked if you're still in doubt?
You have to like pay per royalties and stuff like that, though.
There we go. All right, when's it out?
In July 21st.
Not too far away. Thank you, pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fry.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the stars.
You're listening to The Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
We are back with Ask Us Anything. It's a segment where you can ask us whatever you want and we'll try to answer them. It can be about your life, our life, personal stuff, non-personal. We don't care. We're going to do it right now. We like doing this.
Exactly.
0487155444. Sylvie, Ask Us Anything. What have you got?
When is the next Red Fest going to be?
Oh, what a question.
The $1 million question.
When is the next Red Fest DXB? Well, listen, I'll tell you straight out. It was meant to happen next month from what I understood, right? And then it didn't happen.
Mm-mm-mm.
But all I know and all I can officially say that it is 100% going to make a comeback. Is it going to be this year? About a 50% chance. Is it going to be next year? 100%. All right.
Okay.
So we are working on it. We are working. You miss it?
Actually, my teenager son went, and I always wanted to go for it. I never went.
Oh.
So maybe next time when you have it, think of me.
I will think of you. I will think of you, Sylvie.
All right, Sylvie.
All right. Yeah, but Red Fest will definitely come back. Okay. Christina, what's your question, and who's it to?
Good morning. It's for Patty. What's the meaning of peace at home fries?
Hi, morning. So
every time I say to Pretty, hit us with your tag at the end of the gossip, what do you say?
Peace out home fries. And it's just a phrase that we grew up saying in New York, which is where I'm from. And it's just a way of saying goodbye. Like a home fry is your friend.
Okay.
Like that's my home fry.
So you would say that to a friend, like peace out home fry?
I don't know why we said it, but we did, yeah. Mm. So yeah, that's what it means.
There we go, Christina. Does that answer the question?
Yeah, thank you so much.
No,
thank you so much, and thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. Malcolm, tell me what's up, Malcolm.
Hi, good morning, Chris, Rosty, Preeti.
Yep.
You guys are doing an amazing job keeping Dubai moving.
Thank you.
My question to you is, I think Tina Turner at Vasavis, are you having any plans to do some program for her?
Yeah, we are. We did it. I don't know if you were listening yesterday, but we did a couple of tributes to Tina Turner yesterday. Did you hear any of those?
Not really. I'm sorry. But I do hear your radio in the mornings in general.
Yeah. So yesterday morning, we did a couple of big tributes to Tina Turner.
Yeah.
And then later today, Duvet is going to actually perform a Tina Turner song to tribute her again. So we're sprinkling our tributes to the late Tina Turner. Were you a big fan, were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I feel you. No, like Rossi, a huge fan.
I'm a massive fan.
Huge fan. Lala, what's your question?
Of course, I have a very big question.
Mm.
Who is the chosen one?
Adam. The chosen one, that competition that we did where we were looking for a new presenter and all that.
It's been a long time that we didn't hear about him.
I know. What did you think about him?
Maybe he's practicing or doing something in the radio.
Did you like his style?
Yes, of course.
Good.
All right, Lala. Lala, say hello to Adam. Adam's with me right now.
Hello, Lala. How are you?
Hi, Adam. How are you? Wow, it's been so long. Is this real?
It's been so long.
Or is that an AI?
You know, I've been practicing, and I really appreciate you caring. And waiting for the show. It's going to be coming out soon. I can't give too many details right now, but I'm sure in June it's going to start.
Oh.
Yeah, because I'm following your Instagram as well. That's why. And
I said, like, when are you coming from to Virgin Radio? That's why.
Yeah, he's been here. He's practicing.
Yeah.
He doesn't know much about radio. We have to teach him. he's with me, which is the worst. This is the worst way to learn.
Why do you say that?
Is it a real or is it an AI?
No, this is no. You ask him whatever you want. He can answer it. Because he's not AI Adam. He's real.
Yeah.
What's the time, Adam?
The time is 6:53.
Wow, that sounded like AI.
Yeah, no, that did. Why did that sound like
Lala, Adam is with us. Yeah, he's been hanging out in the background. He's been doing a lot of background, like a lot of hard work. Him and the crazy Russian boss and all that, they're doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We look forward to hopefully seeing you on air in around June, sometime in the next few weeks, maybe.
Yeah, inshallah. We're going to do our best.
All right, man. Good work. Listen, ask us anything. These questions are fantastic.
See?
I love this. I really love this. Mark, what's your question, Mark? Thanks for holding, by the way.
Yeah, well, the elephant in the room seems to be getting bigger, unlike Pretty's stomach. Is she ever looking to have a baby, or do we need to mind our own business and not ask anymore?
Oh, great question there, Mark. Mm. Great. No, we've spoken about this on the show, and, you know, some people say it's rude to ask a woman if she's having a baby, but Pretty and I have had discussions off the radio about talking about it on air. She says she's okay to talk about it on air.
Yes.
Pretty Malik, Mark's asked the baby, like, what's going on?
Well, that's the thing. We had this whole conversation the other day and we talked about, like, my reservations, et cetera, and we kind of went through the process. But yes, 100%, I do want a baby at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, let us know when you plan on doing it and then we can all, you know, send our positive thoughts.
Yeah, are you trying now?
What?
Are you
trying?
Pretty, are you trying now? Mark and I want to know if you're trying now to have a baby.
See, like, that's TMI.
No, it's not. Are you trying to have a baby? Like, that's normal. That's it doesn't turn.
Is that normal?
It's fine. I you know, when I'm going to start trying with Brianna, I'll be telling you guys, I'm trying to have a baby.
See, like, but you are TMI by nature.
Yeah. Mark, it's okay to say that we're trying to have a child, right?
Yeah, especially when your life's public. Why not?
Yeah, Pretty.
Yeah, so I'm
with you, Pretty.
Hold
TMI.
On. She was going to say it.
Sorry.
It's too late now, Rossi.
No, say it.
Rossi was saying something else.
Are you guys trying?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
That's amazing. All right, I'm going to send you all the tips. Kelly, what do you want to ask? I can do a couple more. But okay. Kelly, what do you want to ask?
Hi, morning, everybody. I would like to find out how could I work for Chris at Fade
Fit. Wow.
What do you do, Kelly?
Well, currently I run around after my kids, but they don't need me anymore, so I'm free.
Aww. What type of, have you done work before? Have you got any experience in
absolutely.
Any way? What have you got?
Yeah, of course. I used to actually sell cars for a living.
Amazing.
In South Africa, and I've been sales reps for my life before I had my kids.
It's awesome. Sales are so good. Like, if you can sell a car, you can sell anything. You know that. Like,
absolutely.
It's such a good attribute to have. Selling, like, I don't know. I feel like my dad was a car salesman for like 40 years, right?
Right, right.
I feel like I got a little bit of that from him, Kelly. Like, where you can just sell things, right?
Yeah, you can absolutely. It's a big deal. It costs a lot of money to buy a car, you know.
Of course, big decision. Hey, listen, we don't have anything going on right now, but like when we do, we usually post them up on our Instagram account, like on the Fade Fit account. So we've done that recently. We just hired someone else recently, but yeah, nothing as of yet. So I don't want to promise something that I'm not going to be able to do, you know.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Thank you.
But I appreciate it. It's flattering as well for us as a brand as well. So thank you so much, girl. Have a great morning. Appreciate you. Last one here because 11-year-old Patrol has been waiting.
Oh, okay.
Patrol, firstly, how are you? Good morning.
Hi, I'm good.
All right, tell us, what's your question?
I want to know, what are all your zodiac signs?
Oh, what's your zodiac sign? Pretty?
Well, Chris and I are Pisces. We're both Pisces.
Yeah, that's why we get along so well, Patrol. And then, Rossi, what are you?
Virgo.
Virgo.
Same as your mom.
There we go. What? How come you want to know, Patrol? You follow the zodiac signs.
I don't know. I just feel like it's a really fun question to ask.
I like it.
It is a fun question.
That was a good one. That was a good question to ask. All right, listen, that's Ask Us Anything, man. We got some good questions coming out of that.
Yeah.
We'll do some more a little bit later on, but we've got the pop quiz coming up next. Then we've got Duvet performing. Hang out.
Come on. The Chris Fade Show's 10K pop quiz.
Something to do with
is on.
Powered by Rackbank.
I need that energy. If I get you on the show right now to do the pop quiz, I need that energy from you. Heba, good morning! Yes! You are on the pop quiz. You are about to win some money. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm waiting to take the 10,000 dirhams and
just enter the
store. Alas, take it. Go. We want you to have it. Rack Bank, Chris Fade Show, Virgin Radio. We want you to take this money. What do you do, Heba?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, nice stuff.
Out front of the school.
Oh, you're out front of the school right now, are you?
Yeah.
What school do you teach at, can I ask?
I'm in the Dubai National School.
What
I
up?
I think my friends are here, me now. Come on with me, let's go.
Tell them you're on the radio. Tell them.
Yeah, I'm on the radio. Hi, everyone.
So cute. Come on, Heba.
On me today.
All right. Well, listen, the luck's on you right now. Let's get you going. I've got 10 questions. You get them all right in 60 seconds. You'll win the 10,000 dirhams cash, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Good luck. Heba's ready. She's parked out front of school. She's a teacher. Your 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts right now. Who produced the songs Animals and In the Name of Love?
Pass.
What is the capital of New Zealand?
Pass.
Who plays the role of Batman in the 2020 movie The Batman?
Pass.
Was Bill Gates associated with Apple or Microsoft?
Apple.
What sport do the Boston Celtics, Charlotte Hornets, and Los Angeles Lakers play?
I didn't hear that.
What sport do the Boston Celtics, the Charlotte Hornets, and the Los Angeles Lakers play?
Pass.
Rita Wilson is the wife of which actor? Tom?
Rita what?
Rita Wilson is the wife of which actor? Tom?
Cruise?
What singer released the album Curtain Call, The Hits? MN? MN? M&M.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear.
You didn't say it.
Give her it.
I gave her a tour.
Oh my God, wait, I got so nervous.
Yeah, 200 dirhams.
Oh my God.
Hibba, what happened there?
Aww, cutie.
She had fun.
You cutie.
Martin Garrix produced Animals and In the Name of Love. The capital of New Zealand is Wellington. Robert Pattinson played Batman in the 2022 movie. Basketball is the Boston Celtics, the Charlotte Hornets, and my Los Angeles Lakers. Tom Hanks is married to Rita Wilson. That's all we got through. We only got up to 7 questions.
Okay.
So, listen, you had fun, like you said. You got 200 dirhams cash.
Yeah,
it's still a win.
Aww, cutie.
Have a great day at school, and thank you for listening as well, Heba, okay?
Today, thank you.
Bye. The pop quiz is back Monday morning, 7:10. The biggest cash giveaway on Virgin Radio.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
You ready to go, though?
Let's go.
We are the world's greatest cover band. Hit play.
The world's greatest cover band is Duvet.
If you're not aware, we used to be budding actors in LA, Rossi and I. He was like Affleck, I was like Damon.
Oh, yeah.
Things got tough, though. There was a union, and we had to, like, go to the streets to perform. Mm. We started performing songs, and that's when we realized that we are actually the world's greatest cover band.
Yeah, yeah. We performed in many places, corners of streets, on Sunset,
yeah.
Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah. At this point of our career, we are unbookable, and we will only do crowds of over 193,000 people. So if you are wanting us to perform, bring us the crowds.
Yeah, we'll have to release an album soon as well, I feel.
I don't think we need to do that.
Yeah, let's do it.
No, there's no need for an album.
Yeah, let's do it.
No, I don't.
No. All okay.
Right. Oh, secret God. Handshake.
Turn around.
Oh.
Let's go.
It always hurts.
Okay. Adjust my microphone here because
tune in. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Say a few words about Tina.
Tina, you were the love of my life from the age of 9, right up to when I got married, and then I knew that there was no chance that we'd ever be together. I'll always miss you. You were the best ever singer, songwriter, pop star to ever live. Wow. Rest in peace.
Wow. Tina Turner, you are simply the best.
Yes. Can I see the words? Quite far away. You go first. Thank you. Let's go. 3, 2, 1, go.
I call you when I need you. My heart's on fire. You come to me wild and wilder. Oh, when you come to me.
Yeah.
Give me everything I need.
Yeah.
Sing it in the car, come on, you know the words. It's from 1982. Give me a lifetime of promises in a world of dreams.
edge of love like you know what it means.
Like you know what it means.
Ooh. And I can't be wrong.
Can't be wrong.
Take my heart and make it strong, baby. Sing it, Chris.
You're simply the best. Oh, yeah.
You're better than all the rest.
That's great, great.
You're better than anyone.
Anyone.
Anyone I ever met, man. Oh.
Stuck on your heart.
Stuck on your heart, man. Come on. You hang on every word you say. Duvet. You tear us apart, baby. Tear us apart, yeah, yeah.
There we go.
In your heart, I see the start of every night, every day. Yeah. In your eyes, I get lost, man. I get washed away. Just as long as I'm here in your arms, I could be in no better place.
Yes.
You're simply the best. You're better than all the rest. You're better than anyone. Anyone I ever met. You're stuck on your heart.
Why are you like dancing like that, like a Lebanese dance to this song? What's happening?
Whoa! Have you stopped singing? Baby, I would rather be dead. Yeah. Each time you leave me, I start losing control.
Wow.
You're walking away with my heart and my soul.
Oh, yeah.
I can feel you even when I'm alone.
He's good. Good. Yes. Stop filming me. It's awkward. Just standing there.
You're simply the best.
Yeah.
You're better than all the rest.
Tiran, what do you want to say, Tiran?
It was one of the best performances of today, band.
Thank you.
It's amazing. Honestly, it's amazing. I don't know the song, but
what?
The way you sang it, I don't know the song. I know Tina Turner, I heard her name, but what you sang today is just brilliant. Brilliant.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you so much, Tiran. We appreciate that. Anaya, hi. Anya.
Anya.
Anya. Anya. Anya.
Anya the bike.
It was good.
Awesome. Made my Friday, dude.
Oh, you're so positive. Thanks,
Anya.
We are
simply the best. May you rest in peace, Tina Turner.
That was amazing.
Hi, Martin. You heard Duvet perform Tina Turner. What were your thoughts?
Awesome as ever. Awesome as ever. However, I do have a piece of advice.
Yeah.
I think because you guys are going to be performing next week, you might need some honey and lemon because sounds like you guys might have burst a few blood vessels or something.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, that was hard.
Martin, if you saw what I was looking at, I was a little bit worried. I thought they were going to pass out. Not going to lie.
Hold on. I thought Rossi did an average performance then.
No, he did great.
You gave up halfway through. I had to hold us together.
He hit the high note.
I was like the glue.
Yeah, thank you.
I was
pretty.
The glue.
Yeah.
You were the water.
Rossi did amazing harmonies.
Thank you.
Tamara, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, what's up?
I just want to say that I think your performance made Tina turn in her grave.
Tina Turner in her grave.
Tina turn in her grave. Oh.
Well, that's not very nice, is it?
It's too whatever, soon. Whatever, yeah, too soon, Tamara. Too soon, all right?
Tomorrow.
Too soon. Muhammad, hi.
Hello, guys. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic, mate.
Great.
What's up?
Okay. I just want to say, you know, I always thought Rossi was really good singer.
Yeah.
But today, I think he killed it. I know he proved it. He's the best one today.
Did you not hear me sing, Muhammad?
Thank you. Yeah. You
know, I honestly, Chris, I I don't know if I should say it or not, man.
Yeah, say it. Say
I think
go
I
for
can
it.
Do without. I can do without you singing.
Oh!
It's quite okay.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's all about. Thanks for your call, Mohammed. Appreciate that. It's all no. about mic work, you know, just knowing where to sing into the mic, no, how far away.
I was definitely better than Rossi in this performance. If you go back and have a listen to that performance, I was better than Rossi on that performance. But everyone,
sing the chorus, then a cappella.
I can't. My voice is done now. Do you know what I just gave
well,
to this?
You're obviously not a professional then.
Shameen, you say it. You say what you want to say. Let's prove them.
I am going to be completely honest, Chris. And Rossi was by far better than you. I'm sorry.
Okay. I mean, I didn't do much, and I don't need to do much, to be honest. Thanks, Shaheen. Thanks a lot.
I'm not getting off this until we get some of my supporters. Bianca, hi, Bianca.
Awesome. I think you did great, Chris.
Thank you.
You were amazing.
Thank you.
But what would be even better if you did an encore with Proud Mary?
Oh,
Proud Mary,
a song that is.
Come on, let's do it.
What's Proud Mary?
In the city.
No, I can't. I really damaged my vocal cords.
Come on, Chris. Show the world that you can do it.
Proud Mary.
I mean, like, it just goes to show how amazing Tina was because her voice was amazing. It's hard to sing a song.
How did she do it?
I don't know. I think we've had enough of Duvet.
No. Proud Mary's so good. Everyone
yes or no,
well.
Vote. Dude, I don't want to start doing two performances every Friday. One is enough.
Another one from Alice. She says, you did a great job of Tina Turner. You were better than Chris. She's on the way to take her kids to school. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Hi, Rima. What do you want to say?
I just want to say that today when I heard you singing, I really love it. I think this was your best Duvet.
Yeah, I think it was the best.
Thank you.
Performance as well.
I don't think we should perform another song. I think keep him wanting more rather than giving more. Rossi,
we're getting yeses on the text line.
We're gonna leave it there, guys. Thank you so much. Duvet's performance. It's one off. Thank you very much. Until next Friday.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio. 104.4.
So you may have missed the performance from Duvet moments ago.
It was amazing.
It was actually pretty split this morning. I think my performance was better at Tina Turner than yours. And it split the room, actually. A lot of messages coming in saying, you know,
Rossi was better.
I mean, I'm always
better. I'm saying messages coming in that Rossi was better. Some messages saying that Chris was better.
Yeah, why did you have to say Rossi was better first?
Who was better most of the time, though, Pretty?
We're going to find out now, because what Nala did is she just took your voices and extracted the music. So we're only going to hear Chris's voice on his own without the music.
A cappella?
Yes.
I'm confident that my voice on my own without the music is going to sound
pretty
good. And
then Rossi's voice on his own. And then maybe a little bit of you guys when you were singing together the chorus. So you can vote on the WhatsApp line or call us 04871-5544 and decide who was better.
Before we go into this, we need to look at the, you know, the pitch of the voice, the speed, the tempo of the voice.
We just need to know who sounds better,
so we
can just finish this conversation.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Rossi, we're going to play your part first, okay? So this is Rossi on his own. Judge, is it my voice or Rossi's voice on our own that sounds better? Don't vote until you've heard both, please. I don't want anyone sending Rossi now. You haven't heard it yet. All right, here we go. Rossi on his own.
Give me a lifetime of promises in a world of dreams.
Beautiful.
Speak the language of love like you know what it means.
Like you know what it means. Ooh.
And I can't be wrong.
Can't be wrong.
Take my heart and make it strong, baby.
Oh, Jesus.
That was average.
I mean, it was in tune.
That was average. All right, now me on my own.
Yep. Chris on his own. Although Chris...
Now, don't say anything yet. Okay, Let's play the thing.
Why are you getting worried?
Because I know you, Brie.
I mean, I was happy with my performance there. I think it was great.
I think you did a great job. Ending, but
here we
good.
Go.
It was good.
This is me on my own. Come on, Chris. Please do it. Please have done it well. It's time you leave me. I start losing control.
Wow.
You're walking away with my heart and my soul.
Oh, yeah.
I can feel you even when I'm alone.
He's good.
Oh, baby! Don't let go! Nala, you're fired.
What? You can't fire Nala.
You went and got the hardest part of that moment for me, and that's what you put in.
Do you want another option?
Yeah.
I have another option.
Yeah, where's the beginning part that I sung, where it's like not so high?
No, I think that's worse.
No way. Stop playing it. Stop playing it.
Wow.
Go to the other part. This is me at the beginning.
Right,
I see the start of every night, every day. It's better. Yeah. In your eyes, I get lost, man. I get washed away. Listen to that. I'm husky. I'm projecting.
Stop talking. Who was better, Chris or Rossi? 0487155544. Please end this conversation.
Bradley?
Yes.
Yeah, vote. Who's better?
Rossi, for sure. Chris sounds like a fire engine with flat batteries.
Okay, that's one for Rossi. Keep going.
Yeah, hi, Tavly.
Hi, Chris.
Yep, go ahead.
Who are you voting for?
Rossi.
Okay, thank that's you. Two for Rossi. Oh, what are we going so to? Good. What number? Five?
What do we see? Yes, B?
Yeah, Chris. I'm sorry, I love you, but Rossi.
Oh, that's 3-0.
That's going to be the score at the
Keep
weekend.
Keep going.
Nor?
Yes. It breaks my heart to say, but I think Rossi nailed it.
That's 4 for
Why
Rossi.
Why does it break your heart?
You all can't hear. You all got issues. Afra?
I'm really, really sorry, Chris, but it's Rossi this
That's
time.
5 for Rossi. Keep going.
It's getting embarrassing now.
Can I get one? Like, can I get just one?
So I don't even see one on the
Can
What's
I get
that?
One? Oh, anyway, Everton are going to lose.
There's no need for that.
Everton's going to lose. Everton's going to lose.
When you are.
So loser, you are. So loser.
Can
we get the a cappella of this?
Everton's going to lose.
The Chris Fade Show. Virgin Radio. 104.4.
Oh, this always gets interesting. Ask us anything. The segment where you get to ask us whatever you want.
Yep, just message us or call us 0487155544. It could be personal, it could be advice you're seeking, anything.
0487155544. Schwitzy, hi, what do you want to ask?
Hi, Chris, how are you?
Doing well, what's happening?
I'm good, with me. How is Schwitzy? How is Rossi?
We're all good. Yeah. What do you want to ask?
If you guys...
Hold on, do you have us off loudspeaker?
Can you give me just a second?
Yeah, because you just... Busmas fired again.
No.
Literally the first caller that we've taken is on loudspeaker. Fired. Yeah, just...
Sorry, yeah.
No, it's all right. It's her job. It's okay, not ours. What do you want to ask?
If you guys didn't get into the radio, what would you guys would love to do?
As in what other passion would we want to do, or what job do you think we would be doing?
Job, yeah. What job? Your passion job.
What? If you weren't doing radio, what would you be doing, Ross?
Just a DJ, like doing weddings just wedding DJ, I think.
Wedding DJ.
That's what you would have got into, as in you would have just kept that path. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because I didn't really want to do a proper job.
Yeah,
I mean that is a proper job, but I never want to do a 9-to-5 job. It's not my thing. So
like an office job.
Yeah, that's not my thing. Sure. I did try it, but it's not my thing.
Pretty.
I think I would be like a choreographer or a dancer or
that.
Somewhere in like the Indian television film world.
Yeah, I could see
I
that.
Think.
Yeah.
Oh, so I think all of you are still into media itself.
Well, wait, Chris. What would you?
A biologist.
Absolutely not.
That's such a lie.
Why? That's my passion.
I think, you were in a sales job before this, so you would have continued
I would have owned a cafe. I would have been a barista.
Yeah.
I was a barista making
That's
coffees.
True, yeah.
I had a bunch of other jobs, but I probably would have ended up buying a little cafe somewhere in Sydney and
just make
coffees.
How would you have got
the
money to do that, though?
Would have taken out a loan. Would have saved a bit of cash, taken out a loan. You know, probably probably built a cafe, go bankrupt, and lose it all.
Nice.
Probably,
cool.
That's probably what would
Great
have happened.
Great story.
Great question, Ashwitty. I like it though. Curtis, what's your question? Ask us anything. 0487155544. What's yours?
Hey, Chris and team. How you guys doing?
Doing well,
Thanks
man.
Thanks so much for this opportunity, man. So, listen, this is a bit of a personal question, and you guys give great advice. I'd love to hear what you think. So, my wife and I, we have 2 kids under the age of 2.
Yeah.
We've got no family here in the UAE. We don't have a nanny. We don't have any help. But both of us feel extremely guilty taking time out for ourselves and being away from the kids. How do we do that without feeling guilty?
Oh, wow. What
great
a question.
Question.
Yeah.
Can I just say something? I think parents now, we feel guilty. We feel more guilty. And Rossi, you and I have had this conversation to each other many times.
Yeah, and I see your point as well. Like Chris is always saying, you don't need to be going out doing things with the kids all the time. You know, like just relax at home, you know, and let them enjoy that. let them enjoy a bit of boredom and quietness.
Well, I think for your kids, they're two, so you can't just let them be.
Exactly.
But I think it's really important for your wife and for yourself to have that alone time. If it's once a month, if it's once every 2 months, if it's somewhere that you can just leave the kids for the day with someone, be it a nanny or a service, as long as you feel comfortable with that. But I think it's so important, man. And I know the guilt thing. Like, believe me, I feel that guilt thing sometimes as well. But I look back, and I don't know about you, Curtis. I know that I see my kids and do so much more than what my parents did, because back then they were just working all day, every day, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's the difficulty. Like, we both feel like we're spending a lot more time than our parents spent with us. But there's still that huge amount of guilt. Like, if I want to go out and spend the afternoon alone, away from my wife and away from my kids, it's so, I get this overwhelming sense of guilt, like I'm leaving them alone.
Yeah, I get that.
But you have to remember, like, that alone time for you, it makes you a better version of yourself for your kids anyway.
Yeah.
True.
So, like, just remember that. Just think that you're doing it for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but the guilt's always going to be there. That's you being a good dad, and that's your wife being a great mother as well. Yeah. You know, so the guilt will be there, but just understand that I think it's really good that you both take that time out every so often just to reconnect with you guys, because there's nothing better. Even eventually when the kids get a bit older and you feel more comfortable, a one-night staycation somewhere, it does wonders. Like, it really does. Yeah. And then you come back and you're better with the kids as well. You know, you're a better parent because you got that time. Thanks for trusting us with that answer. Hopefully that helped, man.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys are amazing. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Curtis. Lots of love, man. Appreciate it. So many questions are coming in. They're really, really cool. what's this one? Hi, Andrew.
Hey, how are you?
Good, mate. Ask us anything. What do you want?
I was actually just being a bit nosy, to be honest, and winging it. But what's your net worth, Chris?
What's my net worth?
What a question.
What do you think it is?
I mean, if we're talking dirhams, I'm probably thinking, I don't know if you own your own villa or something, and maybe 10 million, 15 million dirhams.
Wow, look at that. It says here.
What does Google say?
Yeah, Google
on networth.com, it says $5 million.
So that's like 20 million dirhams about, approximately?
Chris Fade. What? I don't know. I mean, listen. Yes, I own a villa, an apartment, some cars. I've got a Fade Fit, which has obviously got its own value as well.
18 million dirhams.
What I do here as well at Virgin Radio. I don't know the exact figure. I don't sit there and try to calculate what I'm worth. But I can tell you that when I came here, I was worth 10,500 dirham in 2007. All right, so I was worth 10,500 dirham when I came here in 2007. That's what you had with you. That was the account. My first salary here at Virgin Radio was 13,900 dirham. That was what I left Australia for. 13,900 dirham was the salary.
And you had to get your accommodation out of that?
I had to take a loan, first year accommodation.
Yeah.
And I did not realize that. First year's rent was 110,000. I came here with 10,500 dirhams. And I realized, oh my gosh, I have to pay my rent all up in one go. And so I took a loan from the company. Gratefully, the company allowed us to do that.
Yep.
And we paid that back. Am I worth more than probably 10 mil dirham? Yeah.
That's an honest... Why are you laughing? You should be proud of him.
Congratulations.
Well, thanks. Yeah. I mean, I'm just being... I'm trying to be as honest as I can, but I don't know the exact figure. But putting it all together
thanks
and what
for
we're
honesty.
Worth... You know, little Fade Fit business is doing really well, you know? So... Yeah, man, this city makes dreams come true, but you got to work hard. And,
yeah.
And you'll have people on the outside judge you, and that's fine. Let them judge. Let that noise happen. But if everyone, whoever is listening to this right now, if you are on your own mission and your own dream, keep going and don't listen to anyone that's telling you that you cannot do it.
Yes.
More of your questions coming in. Loki, what's your question to us?
Hi, Chris. Hi, team. How are you guys?
Doing well, mate. What's the question?
My question is for you, Chris. Obviously, you do a lot. You have your show on radio, and you got your own business. How do you manage time? How do you go about it?
Yeah, I think all of us like that do the show, like, because we're all up and we're doing a bunch of things. But for me, I'm just really the word is anal with my time. So yeah. I am in and out, and I know exactly what I'm going to do at what time.
Yeah,
and that really makes. people around me sometimes frustrated, like my wife Brianna, because I'm so like, hey, we've got to go at 12, we're there till 1 o'clock, I'm out because I'm going straight to the next place. I'm a killjoy, so I kill the environment.
Yep,
sometimes
can confirm. Yep.
Yeah, pretty can agree with that, but it's what I do. I am,
but you have no choice. Like when you have to get certain things done, you know, when people say there's not enough hours, there's ways to cut corners and make time.
When someone tells me they don't have enough time in the day, that actually makes me angry.
It frustrates you, right?
Yeah, because
you can shift things around to
just align your time. I do the show and I love the show. It's the passion of my life, doing Virgin Radio 104.4. It is my passion, Loki. I love it. I will never stop doing this. It's like a
addiction. It's an addiction. We love it. Yeah.
So, you know, from whatever time we get up in the morning, which is in the 4 a.m. hour, come into the studio, we start the show, we go from 6 till 10. I get out of here around 10:30, 11 o'clock. And then, like today, for example, I got a meeting from 11 till 12. Then I got another one from 12 to 1. Then I've got to go see something else between 1 and like everything is aligned. So I think if anyone's struggling with time management, you know, sit down and write those things out and find out where you can get a little bit of time. Perfect, yeah. But it is killjoy. Like, yeah, you know, things.
He comes into a meeting or an event, he says, the first thing he says is, all right, guys, 90 minutes and then I'm out, okay?
Why? I've got to say, like, I know when I'm out.
Says.
Yeah, it's not, it's just, I don't know. But I think a lot of people do that. I don't know. I just don't want to.
You're
just,
I can relate. I do that, and my wife gets frustrated every time. I mean, like, we just came here, and you want to talk about when we got to leave.
Yeah, yeah,
it's,
I know.
It's not okay with it.
Yeah, I get that.
I think you guys can slow down on that. We know now.
Maybe I know.
They know.
But like, when I say to Brianna, for example, we're leaving at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. If it's like 1:03, I'm like, babe, come on.
What, the house? Leaving the house?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't want to be late. You know, Michelle. This is our last question, so we're going to have to put everyone else on hold. I know we've got a lot of questions, but we're already running over. Michelle, what's your question?
Okay, I've been married 21 years,
yep.
And my question is to you, actually. I know you're divorced, and so we've been having a lot of problems in the last 5 years, so I just wanted to know at what point, what was that turning point where you decided or you felt, no, this cannot be salvaged?
Oh, man, so you've been married for 21 years, wow. And now you're feeling like after the last 5 years has just been a little bit different, has it?
Horrible.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Got any kids?
Three kids.
How old are they, can I ask?
16, 15, and 11.
Okay, all right. Well, then, not at a great age for a divorce, because through the divorces, when you realize if you go through one, which I hope you don't have to go through one, sometimes the younger they are, the better they are, because they don't remember. That 11 and 15 age is not an easy year for a divorce. But you don't stay in a marriage just for the kids. You don't stay in the marriage just for the kids. However, don't get a divorce unless it is the last resort. That's how I say.
Now, you guys, you did family therapy, couples therapy as well, right? Before all of that, that decision?
My ex and I did couples therapy for, I'd say, on and off for a year.
Yeah.
Because we knew, Michelle, that there's just things that weren't right.
Oh, we haven't tried that as yet.
So okay. You 100%, 100% go get therapy. 100%. Do not throw in a marriage and those beautiful 21 years, and there's always going to be ups and downs, without doing therapy before you do that, because you could look back in 10 years' time and think, gosh, we could have tried a little harder, you know?
Yeah, okay.
So just give it, and you got those beautiful kids, and I'm not saying just, don't stay in there just for the kids, because I know some people do that and they live a miserable life. You and your husband both deserve to have a good life. We're only on this earth for a moment, and you should be happy, Michelle, but you got to get into that therapy, and you got to talk to him about it and say, honey, I love you, you love me, we want to work this out, but we've got to do this together. And then after a year or so of therapy, or ever how long it takes you, if you both realize that it's not meant to be, well, it's not, and you got to do what you got to do, you know?
Yeah, I think we haven't tried that, the therapy as yet. I mean, whatever, for some reason my husband is averse to going and seeing a counselor.
Yeah. Listen, most men are, so many men are about it, and there's a stigma about going to therapy.
Yeah,
go to therapy. Like, don't throw away 21-year marriage because you're too proud to say that you're going to therapy and you both live miserable in that household every single day. But you, on the outside, everyone thinks you're happy, right? And everything's great.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, you will never, if you see me, you'll never know.
No, I know. And you sound great, Michelle. Yeah, right now, you sound, never heard anyone talk so happy about possibly getting a divorce.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Sana, give us your question. What do you got?
Yes, good morning, guys. I just want to ask you, Chris, personally, are you happy in your life?
Oh, I'm going to ask it for everyone. Can we do everyone?
Yes, we'll start by you because we'll start by you because I know you are very honest. I like your honesty.
Good.
I know you are very talented. You achieve a lot of things in your life. So I just want to ask you personally, are you happy in your life or are you still looking for something? You still didn't, something in your life not yet achieved?
Well, I think being happy is it's a good, great question, by the way. Because when you ask yourself, are you happy? Then you start really thinking about your life. I think I've got moments of being really happy, but I think I've got moments of not being happy, and I think that's okay. I don't think you can remain happy all the time, you know? I think it's, I don't know. I don't know if anyone is happy all the time, but I definitely have moments where I'm happy. As I get older, I think I reflect a little bit more on my blessings, and I think that's really important to do. So I really think about just the basics, and that is the health of my children, the health of me, the health of my wife, my family, my mum and dad. That makes me happy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'll tell you what I realize as well as I've got older, Sana, is that going to bed knowing that you have enough to supply for your family is what makes, I think, everyone happy. Because just going to bed...
It's a good feeling, yeah.
Yeah, just going to bed at night knowing that you can supply for your kids, for your wife, for whatever it is that you need to do, I think that makes me happy. And I really, really appreciate it. Because I have been in positions where I've gone to bed at night and stressing out. I don't know if I've got enough money for rent, or I'm not sure if I can pay the school fees this month. I've lived that life. So now what makes me happy is the basics. Because I think maybe what would have made me happy 15 years ago was a Ferrari.
Yeah, I get it.
Do you know what I mean?
More materialistic things.
That would have made me happy. Yeah. I thought I would have been happy. Oh, yeah, I got a Ferrari. It makes me happy. Mm-mm-mm-mm. That's a short-term high, right? Now, on the other end, I feel like what makes me happy is just knowing that I can pay for my kids' school fees, go on a nice holiday once a year, pay the rent, buy a house if I need to, have food on the table, and everyone's got what they want. And I ask my kids a lot, do you have everything you need? Is there anything that daddy can get you? And most of the times they reply with, like, no, we've got everything we need.
Which is beautiful.
And that's what makes me happy, Sana.
I'm so happy for you, but sometimes the money is not enough. I mean, you have money, but the money doesn't buy the happiness.
No.
Yeah, money doesn't buy happiness, but it can make things easier. So I don't want to be that cliche guy that goes, money doesn't make it. Because, like, a lot of people aren't happy because they're struggling every day at their...
To make ends meet,
in their job that they can't stand, and they're doing all they can to supply for their family. So if you were to give that person $1 million, for example, guess what? They are going to be happier because they don't have to work that job anymore, right? And they've got enough money on the table for their family and their kids. So when they say money doesn't buy happiness, I think there is a way that actually it can help with happiness. But, you know, at the end of the day, are you happy, Sana? How's everything with you?
I'm not happy.
Just why?
Why?
Is it money or is it relationships? You don't have to get too personal. And we are live on the show.
It's everything. Mm-hmm. Everything. It's true. If you have money, you can have 50% of happiness. But I have son. He has some issue in his hand, and I cannot give him his hand back.
Oh my gosh! Aww. What do you mean? What's the issue with his hand? His hand's broken.
No, he was born with some.
He's got a deformity in his hand.
Yes.
And which? The left one of what is it? Both hands or one hand?
One hand.
Is there any way that his hand can be fixed, or is it going to remain like that?
There is, of course, if there is some surgery or some medical aesthetic, maybe something can help.
Obviously, you've taken him to the hospitals and the doctors.
I cannot.
Because you can't afford it.
Yes, I cannot.
Okay. What's he got? Do you know the name of what he's got with his hand?
Sorry? Sorry, what you said?
Do you know what the actual medical term of his hand issue is?
He was born with small hand and it is just inside. We cannot do something. Maybe maybe some small, can we can open little his hand, little bit. But I think we cannot make it the same like other hand. So I cannot buy happiness for my son.
Sure, because it's your son, of course. It's the hardest thing to deal with.
Right.
Why don't we try to get, if we can try to get you to see a doctor, would you want us to try to do that? We know a lot of doctors. We know a lot of hospitals.
Yeah.
Would you like me and us to try to get you with a doctor free of charge?
Okay, why not?
Your baby, has he ever seen a child? Has he ever seen a doctor about his hand?
We've seen, but it's not covered by insurance.
So they've told you that there is a way to fix it, but it's just not covered by insurance. Is that right?
Yeah.
How much is the surgery? Do you know?
We couldn't go for. We know that it's aesthetic things is expensive and it's not covered by insurance.
Yeah, so. But they didn't give you a price. You didn't even look into that part. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
All right. What we'll do, Sana, is we'll get your details here. I'll message a few hospitals that I know.
Okay.
And we'll see. I can't promise anything, but at least get you into a doctor, and then let's see where we can get from there.
Okay, I appreciate that. I thank you so much for.
We want
your
to see
help.
You happy. We want to see you happy, Sana.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate you, Chris, and everyone.
Okay. Aww. God bless. We'll grab your details, and we'll see if we can do anything. At least get you back in there, and let's get some prices, and let's speak to a few people, all right?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, Sana.
Have a good day.
You too, mate. You too. Oh.
Gosh.
That was unexpected.
Yeah, completely.
I think that's the second time she's called the show about that issue, actually.
Really?
Yeah, so it must be really bothering her.
Oh, wow.
I don't recall.
I do.
Do you pretty?
No.
No. Mm. Marshmallow Bastille Happier. It's ironic we're playing this right now. Virgin Radio. Hey, by the way, anyone can help that heard that. Get in contact with me. We just spoke to Sana earlier on who randomly was asking us the question, are we happy?
Mm-hmm.
From that answer, I asked Sana, are you happy? And she said no because her son was born with a deformity in his hand. I'm not 100% sure what that is, but unfortunately she can't get the help for her son because they can't afford it.
Right.
You know, and from that call I just put out on the show, if anyone can hear, if anyone can help, please get in contact with me. And so many of you have got in contact, and I just want to say thank you, because without a community like we have in the UAE, we would never be able to get this far as we are as a city as a country.
So
Dr. Mezen from MediClinic has just messaged me.
Hi, Chris. Hope you're well. Chris, about this child, MediClinic is happy to arrange this. Just tell them that I can contact them and arrange this for them. I've just spoken to the orthopod, Dr. Yusuf Falaha. He's fantastic. He's happy to look after this kid.
See, like, just that alone. Thank you, Dr. Mezen. He's a personal friend
amazing,
of us as well. I want to say thank you. We'll definitely get Son are in touch with you. Zach is on with us as well. Zach, you work for who exactly?
So we work, hey Chris, how's everybody? I work with Dubai Health Authority.
Amazing.
Yep, so we are the regulatory government body that manages all Dubai government hospitals.
Oh man.
And we'd like to help as much as we can. Obviously, I like you said, it's not really clear what the problem is, like you said, but we'd love to have someone contact her, get her details, and try and help as much as we can.
Man, amazing. just that alone is a win at this moment. So thank you, Zach. Are you okay if we were to share your details with Sana and she can give you more of that, of what's going on?
Absolutely, 100%.
Amazing.
Thank you so much, Zach. And maybe you and even MediClinic, who just got in contact, could work together.
Mm-hmm.
There could be something there. I've got Sana back on. Sana, did you hear that?
Yes, please, Chris. Yes, I appreciate. I'm very overwhelmed, and I'm so happy.
Okay. We're doing all we can. We can't promise anything, but at least we can get the ball rolling. Okay.
Yeah. Please. Yes. Please. I just want to know if there's something can change his hand and make him happy, and instead of everyone keeping bullying him at school and telling him your hand are small, your hand very tiny.
I know. How old is he, by the way?
He completed 7 years.
7 years old. All right, Mama. Well, listen, we're going to give you all the details, all right? We're going to send you some numbers. We're going to get you give them a call later today, and we'll follow up with you next week, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, God bless. There's Sana. Guys, I love it. A lot of messages coming through as well. What's this WhatsApp?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you. So I was just listening right now your radio about Sana, right? And I just want to thank you for your honesty, transparency, reaching out to people in need and being so loving and kind. Keep up good work, and thank you so much for that. God bless you. I love you all.
Let's go!
Breakfast with the Stars.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio 104.4.
This is it for us. We are done. We are out of here, people.
What is this?
I don't know. Yep. That's my accent. Thank you to everyone that was on the show this week, to our guests, to you guys that listen to this show, to Pretty Rossi. Been another tremendous week on the show. Proud of what we get to create here. Tremendous. So well done.
Can't wait to see you on Monday, Rossi.
Rossi, Monday, you're coming in.
Nope.
You can, oh, man, don't start again.
No, I'm not coming in.
You got to come in, Rossi.
I can't.
Everton's playing on Sunday night. If they lose, they're relegated. They're out of the tournament. Are you sure? Is this 100% you're confirming that you're not coming in on Monday?
100%.
You're
not
going to
get the best version of me. Regardless.
We never do, and we put up with that. It's okay.
We need you.
You don't.
We need you.
You'll be fine.
All right. There we go. Big Ross is not going to be here on a Monday.
Great.
You'll regret it.
Great.
You'll regret it. Don't worry. Tuesday, you're still going to be here. It's all going to happen. I believe if Everton win, he'll be here, by the way. Unless they're going to win and he's going to go out and celebrate
that's
with
the
his.
Point.
Yeah, he's just going to get on it. Is that what you're going to do?
Yep.
That's learn.
No, I'll be so happy. I won't be getting bed till 11 o'clock.
But that's like a normal night for you.
He's going out. He'll be going out with his friends. Watch it. Well, whatever happens, have a great, safe weekend. We'll be back Monday morning. More of your pop quiz to come from 7:10 from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.